This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast out to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out always goes out to our active duty military and veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers that are out there, we certainly appreciate you guys and gals out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our postal, our UPS, and our postal workers out there hauling the mail and the packages all over the countryside. And let's not forget also our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. They got a horrible job, a lot of responsibility there, and our hat goes off to them. And of course, we got the Amazon workers in the warehouses and the Amazon drivers as well. Now, you can find us over on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe. We're also on Gab, on Parler, on Getter, on Truth Social, and on Twitter as the Captain's America. That's Captain's America, Captain's America is how you find us over there. Now, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the stuff that we have over there for you to look at. And there's a lot of things there. You can also check and see who the contributors are to the program. And one of the people that's over there is our next guest, who is always our first guest, and that would be none other than Mr. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yippee-yo, Kyle Petty. All right, thanks, guys. Thanks, girls. See ya. Bye. Bingo. There they go. And they were in a hurry that time because they want to get to bed now. It's 70, what is it? It's still 71 degrees. Okay, so not bad, huh?
Not bad. Not at all.
Not bad. We'll take it. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. So that's what we say, and our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values and purposes and reason. Now, Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania is still in the hospital.
Yes, that's true. And that's no matter what, it's still a very, very serious thing, obviously.
Well, he had mentioned, and there was some political hay being made about this, He had mentioned that he would be all better by the first of the year.
Yes, well, of course. Well, obviously, as far as I understand, I think the senator was still using some aids, like technological aids for hearing or seeing words or this kind of thing, or being able to understand what was being said and so forth. And I think there was some concern about that. We know that he's 53 years old. We know he went back to the hospital on Wednesday. But that's all we know, really, at this point.
What happens if he can't continue? Who's going to take his place?
Well, that's a good question. As I recall, the governor can appoint a replacement for him. And I don't know, Captain, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but Joe Biden did say to his wife that she would make a great lady in the Senate. So maybe they were already anticipating at some point.
Well, that's exactly where I was going with this, is that the general rule of thumb is that if he can't continue, she will be appointed to the position of senator.
Right, exactly. And, of course, the whole race for that Senate seat, of course, was a little strange because of Fetterman's, because of the condition that he's suffering. It's not personal, but it's definitely something that is, I think, a real factor. But the Democrats successfully made abortion, and in his case, too, it was all about the filibuster. Let's get rid of the filibuster, and he was able to narrowly defeat Dr. Oz.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that the Rust, the movie Rust victim's father, or parents rather, have now sued Alec Baldwin for his consequences and what happened to their daughter.
Well, right. This is the parents of Halyna Hutchins, the cinematographer who died after Baldwin fired the gun in some way. That's going to come out in trial how that exactly happened. According to the attorney, Gloria Allred, the famous attorney, she's saying there's been no, Mr. Baldwin hasn't reached out. There's been no apology, according to her. She says they want accountability and justice for the family. So obviously a piling on here of already the criminal charges against Alec Baldwin. So this is far from over.
Yeah, it is. And hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. And folks, when we come back, we'll have more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a Friday morning. And we're going to let Jeff take us to break. So, Mr. Jeff, take it away.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In the morning, a news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
All righty, you will see me there, and I'm there right now. That's the theme song for the program, Ride, Captain Ride by Blues Image. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor and the great products that they have over there, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And let's not forget that I've been taking Relief Factor for going on over 9 years. Now, that being said, I take it for two reasons. It works. How's that? It works. And it works in such a way that I know that if I'm going to have swelling or pain or aches, whatever the case may be, that I take the Relief Factor, all natural, all drug-free, and it will start working almost immediately in my case because I've got it in my system. And I keep it in my system for that reason, because I don't want to be in pain. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation that causes the pain and the swelling and all that stuff that I just told you about. Now, to get the best results, it should be taken regularly. You should take it in the morning with a meal. That's how you get started, and then you go from there. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to the inflammation that you're going through. And if you've got inflammation of the ankles or the legs, I don't need to tell you, that hurts. And you may not be able to sleep, and that hurts. And with this Relief Factor, you can at least get a fairly decent night's sleep. So give it a try by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're over there, take a look at the ingredients, the page for the different vitamins and all the different things they have there, because they have vitamins too. But give it a try, relieffactor.com/captain,
Give it a try. You'll be glad you did. All right. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Hey, Captain.
All right. Now, we're on the homeward stretch here. So let's talk about the Minnesota Democratic Representative, Angie Craig, who was assaulted at her Washington, D.C. home. Now, there's been some strange doings going on the East Coast the past few days. We've had in New Jersey a couple of assemblymen and a woman, one assemblywoman, one assemblyman, get shot and killed.
Yes, very, very disturbing, to say the least, and terrible, and our hearts just go out to their families. But we know about Representative Angie Craig. She was in the elevator at her apartment building in Washington, D.C. about 7:15 a.m., and she was assaulted. They say that she did fight back against the attacker. She suffered some bruising, but otherwise she's okay. We understand she dialed 911 and the assailant fled as well. So, that is a terrible thing to happen, and no member of Congress should ever be attacked in this manner.
Well, is there something in the water, or are people just getting bolder?
Well, I think you're right. I think it is, in that expression, something in the water, because something people have in some ways lost. We're losing some of the filter and some of the restraint that should be there in a civilized society with law and order. People need to understand that. I think the decent people of the world would be unthinkable. They'd never haul off and attack somebody like that. But unfortunately, Captain, we've seen a lot of things happen where some people just cross the line. And that's another reason why we have to be able to have, number one, law enforcement and support law enforcement, because things are getting more dangerous.
Oh, my goodness. Don't tell me we have to have police.
Well, these kinds of incidents point up the exact need for that. And it's the demonization of the police, which is really harmed things. And then at the same time, it's that, well, it doesn't matter. Do whatever you want to do. It's a slippery slope and a spiral down.
All right. And folks, I am talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics, as we do every night at this time. Now, the Prime Minister, President, whatever, of the Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky, is talking about how victorious Ukraine will be once it becomes part of the European Union.
Well, that's right. He's saying basically a victorious Ukraine is going to at some point be part of the European Union. I kind of don't doubt it to a great degree, because he's getting support from members, and he's getting support from the United States. And when all is said and done, he's going to want to distance himself as much as possible from Putin's Russia, or whoever's Russia it turns out to be at some point. Now, whether or not Ukraine becomes a part of NATO in the near term, I think that's another discussion, but certainly you're going to hear arguments to say they should be part of NATO. But if it ever happens again, here we go, Article 5.
Well, that would be part of their overall mutual defense pact, because I think that if he becomes a member of NATO, don't know about the European Union, but if he becomes a member of NATO, then they get involved in that self-defense and that mutual defense pact.
Exactly right, yes. And so, of course, I guess first things first, it's expel Russia. And the best scenario is that, they expel Russia and Russia stops and the war is over. But I can't imagine how that looks or how we actually get to that. But it's literally one day at a time, constantly helping supply Ukraine and making Vladimir Putin understand that he's going to have to. In other words, if Vladimir Putin sees it as a Pyrrhic victory at some point, where he's devastated everything in order to get there, when will he give up? That's a good question.
Well, we are suspecting that once the United Nations and the other allies get the weapons that are coming to the Ukraine, that his army will be much, much greater greatly improved than what it was before, and that they will be able to stand up to a greater degree. That's just my thought. What do you think?
No, well, of course they will. Of course they will. And Vladimir Putin will continue to kitchen sink this thing. It's a matter of, for lack of a better expression, pride for him. He set himself on this course. And but at the same time, I think what's happening in Russia in terms of where their own public opinion is going and other forces within the Kremlin might say, hey, we get rid of Putin and we could either turn off this war or do what we want to do in this war and then continue to expand. You know, I don't think there's a good outcome yet to this whole thing.
Now, the United States and the United Kingdom is sanctioning Russia over their cyber criminals, and I don't know if that's having much of an effect right now. Do you?
I don't know, to be honest, on any specifics on that. But hear this though, right? You've got state actors, Russian and Chinese, that do nothing all the livelong day but probe our systems and try to figure out how they can cripple us or how they can hack us or how they can make just create chaos when the time comes. I don't think they want to do it just to do it. I think they would do it in concert with some other move that they make.
Right. Joe Biden and his White House doesn't seem to understand the deterrence factor. What's going on here? We have a means of deterring a lot of things that are happening to us, and he doesn't seem to want to do it for some reason.
Well, right. You know, the balloon thing is the prime case in point. This is a devastating thing that's happened to our country. It's not in terms of destruction or bombs going mm-hmm. off or stuff like that, but it is incredibly destructive, and he hasn't done everything to deter it.
And then finally, a service that I used to use years ago until I changed providers altogether, Yahoo is going to be laying off more than 20% of their workforce.
That's right, 20% of its total workforce. They're doing a major restructuring. It's actually, this whole thing is going to really impact some 50% of their ad force, of their ad tech employees, we understand. So this goes hand in hand, Captain, with Google, Microsoft. We just saw Disney start to lay off thousands of people. This isn't the end or the middle. This is just the beginning. Not just in tech, but I think we'll start seeing it in other places too.
All right, hold that thought. We're fixing to go to break. And folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning. And we look forward to being able to talk to you coming up right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Final Warning. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The trade deadline set off fireworks throughout the NBA. Kyrie Irving kicked things off after being sent from Brooklyn to Dallas to team up with Luka Doncic and form one of the most electric backcourts of the NBA. The Phoenix Suns acquired superstar forward Kevin Durant in a blockbuster trade with the Brooklyn Nets that gives Phoenix one of the best starting lineups in the league. The Lakers shipped Russell Westbrook to Utah in a three-team trade with the Timberwolves and Jazz, and that brought D'Angelo Russell back to Los Angeles. LA also added Mo Bamba from the Magic by sending Patrick Beverley to Orlando. The Knicks joined in on the deadline action by sending three players and a future protected first-round draft pick to Portland in exchange for Josh Hart. The Padres are locking up one of their rotation arms. ESPN is reporting San Diego and right-handed pitcher Yu Darvish have agreed on a six-year extension worth $108 million. Julio Flores, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And don't forget 727-896-4615. Give them a call. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And they also do orthotics there. So you can also get that taken care of. Now, in the meantime, back to the drawing board, and let's find him. There he is, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Welcome back.
Thank you, Captain.
Now, a couple things here before we switch gears. The GOP is seeing some success in working with minority candidates and minority voters. I think the folks, especially the blacks, are waking up to the fact that the Democrats are not their friends.
Well, I think that's exactly right, Captain. I do think that the GOP is probably at a position in history here where if they are able to reach out to these different groups, it will be a major, major turning point. And the reason I say that is because the GOP is talking about opportunity. They're talking about the American dream. They're talking about, being able to do the kinds of things that so many people actually fought for civil rights to be able to do. And so the Democrats have the same line all the time. We're just going to fight for you, and they're going to, you know, all this stuff that just it doesn't ever go anywhere. All the Democrat Party elite are counting on certain racial groups and certain ethnic groups is to just vote for them and then sort of tell them every 2 years how they're fighting for them, and it just never transpires like that. But I do think the GOP has a message of hope and prosperity and unity and equality and opportunity. That's where the rubber meets the road.
Okay, well, I agree with that, and we'll see how that plays out. Now, we just had some more bad news for the Turkish and Syrian areas where the earthquake has struck. The death toll now is over 21,000, and it doesn't seem to show any signs of waning off anytime soon. And time is running out for those people. They gotta move rapidly. I would call it, as a matter of fact, it is being called the disaster of the century.
Yes, because another 1,000 people, as you're mentioning, now 18,000 suspected dead in Turkey.
More than that.
And then 3,000 in Syria, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it was 17 now, even just an hour ago. But we're getting more numbers in now, Captain, because, of course, it's what, almost 1 p.m. in the afternoon there in that region. So this is why I think we're getting a lot of more of these numbers. But, yes, a devastating thing. I can't imagine that. It boggles the mind that many people killed like that. I think the only other thing that approaches it, back in 2011, 31,000 people killed in a quake, in Iran in 2003, I should say. Yeah.
And then they had the tsunami.
Yes, exactly.
In Japan. Now, President Joe Biden visited Tampa yesterday, trying to rally support after his State of the Union address ahead of an expected 2024 announcement that he is officially in the race and this and the other and all that sort of stuff, which I thought he already did. But anyway, he didn't have much of a crowd yesterday. It's not surprising at all. Had Donald Trump been here for the same sort of event, you wouldn't have been able to get within 5 miles of the place.
Well, right. I mean, this always seems to be sort of the norm, right? Mm-hmm. Even when Hillary was running, there wasn't a whole lot of people showing up for Hillary, and people weren't really showing up for Joe Biden. And ironically, they said at the time, well, that's good because we don't want people coming out because of COVID and stuff like that. But yet they were flocking to Donald Trump rallies at that time. So I'm not surprised. People aren't turned on by the whole Joe Biden thing. They're kind of done with it.
Now, he's got a populist message, and we know why he's doing it, but Joe Biden has been talking about now for the last couple of days that his message of unity, solutions to economic imitants like junk fees and defense of Social Security and Medicare, and to increasingly tell the red state folks that Democrats have lost statewide for the past two cycles, but they're not going anywhere. They're coming back soon.
Right. Well, the unity message is just that. It's just a message. It's not a real thing. He would have been demonstrating that unity, Captain. He wouldn't have made that incredibly bizarre and scary speech in Philadelphia with the red lights and all the stuff before if he was all about unity. They're just not. It's about power. They want to find a way, and this is, again, one of the reasons why they want to move the primary from New Hampshire to South Carolina, just so they can give Biden a better advantage.
Give him a heads up.
That's right. Now, and you mentioned, too, about the official announcement. Yeah, I wonder what the world is going to look like, the Democrat world is going to look like, that is to say, when that announcement actually does come, because you got people waiting in the wings. It's not a super deep bench, but you got people who want to run for president in the Democrat Party, that's for sure.
Well, Biden has also criticized the House GOP planning to force spending cuts in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. And of late, he's focused his attacks on a proposal from Florida Senator Rick Scott that would sunset federal legislation, including Medicare and Social Security, every 5 years. Now, all it's going to do with Medicare and Social Security is it's not going to sunset anything. It's going to take a look at the programs that are in there to see if they're working or not. And if they're not, then they're going to take them out.
Well, right, exactly. But it could be played out.
That's because of the fraud, I might add, too.
Well, that's right. Well, but of course, the Democrat Party elite probably love as much fraud as they can get in some of these things. Just because, again, it continues to expand their power base or solidify. Maybe that's a better word to use. Solidify their power base.
Kyle, the Chinese spy balloon was not a major breach, according to the president. So if that was the case, why did we shoot it down?
Right. Well, yeah. And why did he tell him to shoot it down on Wednesday if it wasn't a major breach? That this is, well, this is all, I mean, go back and try to have him explain the Afghan pullout thing and stuff like that. It just never makes any sense. They're always trying to clean this stuff up after the fact, and there's no real leadership happening there. You could pick a just pick a president from the last 20 years, and you probably get a much better response than you would with Joe Biden.
Yeah, probably. And all I can say to that is, wow.
Wow. That's right. Yeah. Well, not a major breach. All they did was try to soak up all of our communications. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah, I mean, that's no harm, no foul, right?
Right. Well, and the fact that they're saying that means that they know that it's a major breach. And that's why some of this congressional oversight as well, too, I think they'll be able to make some of those other determinations. There are some things that can't be said out loud because of obvious national security considerations, but the oversight, I think, also will shine a spotlight on the huge failures here.
Well, Biden showing up yesterday here in my backyard kind of shows the Floridians, especially the Democrats here, who have been down in the dumps lately because they've been whooped a couple times really bad. It means that they, meaning the National Democrats, are going to continue to invest in Florida, that they've not given up. And to the contrary, they're going to fight. Well, that's fine. That's wonderful. But they don't have anything to fight with.
They don't have anything to fight with, and it's hard to really fight success. The GOP's had success, and not just the GOP politically, but the people of Florida are enjoying great amounts of success and prosperity and self-determination and freedom and stuff like that. That the Democrats really can't try to get you to say, "Oh, I don't want that anymore."
Yep, and everything works a whole lot better when your check shows up on time, right?
That's right.
All right, don't go anywhere, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we do our final Truckers Highway and Bible report for the morning. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
We'll be right back.
the Black Crowes and Jealous Again. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, I like that song.
Yeah, I do too. Still sounds great.
Let's see. How does Dick Clark say? Well, I'll give it a 95, and it's got a good beat, and you can dance to it.
That's right.
All righty. Take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right. Well, we continue to see the dense fog in California's Central Valley, primarily on Highway 99 as you come up north of Bakersfield as you're on your way up to Merced. You're still going to have a little bit of that fog from about Newman, the area of Newman on Interstate 5 as you head down towards the Cantua Creek area. So please be advised of that. We've got some winds in Southern California, wind advisory, that is. It's going to be north of Los Angeles, up in Santa Clarita, out towards Riverside County. But bet your bottom dollar you're going to have something going on out there near Victorville, Cajon Pass, that area too. So please do be careful. We understand that wind, Captain, as we head towards the weekend, is going to turn around and not be an offshore flow. It's going to be an onshore flow, but it's still going to be windy. It's going to drop the temperatures down a little bit too. Wind advisory up near Walla Walla and in Washington. Still wind advisory east of Bozeman along I-90 as you come out of Bozeman, Montana, up towards Big Timber, and still with the high wind warning just north of Cheyenne, Wyoming on I-25, so please be careful out there.
Well, it looks like as if our weather is starting to change a little bit up there in the northern peninsula of Michigan. We do have a winter storm watch and a winter storm warning and some snow coming down up there right now in the upper peninsula of Michigan, so that's going to be one of the things to watch today. In addition, upstate New York from Ripley to Buffalo, and in about 75 miles, maybe over as far as Jamestown, you're going to have snow right on over towards Rochester, and then over to the lee shore of Lake Ontario, Lake Oneida Lake, and on up towards the St. Lawrence Seaway, and then we've got some winds right now with some possible snow kicking in. And you got Round X as well as over in parts of New Hampshire and the mountains of Massachusetts. And it looks like the higher elevations of Connecticut as well. There is fog tonight coming up from New York City and Long Island up along the Atlantic coast. All the way up to Boston and then on up into Maine, and it goes all the way to Nova Scotia, and then way up in the northern tip of Maine tonight, Presque Isle and Caribou. If you're going up to get a load of French fries, you're going to be going up in the snow to go get it, because it is snowing up there, and they have a winter storm warning up in the very top of Maine tonight, if you're going all the way to Nova Scotia or even into Quebec. Now, coming back down, you've got a gale warning from North Carolina, down to South Carolina, off the coastline of Savannah, and down towards Brunswick, and there'll be some rough seas there today. Also, we do have rain. Now, it's starting to rain pretty good now up there from about Jacksonville on an angle, 45-degree angle, up into Georgia over towards Valdosta, and certainly across that little southwestern corner of Georgia. And the southeastern corner of Alabama is getting rain now, too, as well as down to the Gulf of Mexico. Now, going over to western New Orleans now, you've got a gale warning all the way down to Brownsville, Texas. There's a lot of wind over there. The seas are very rough. So if you're going out to do any fishing or whatever, you might want to put that off until things calm down a little bit. So that's what we got going on right now. And, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and the Flying J, please.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out all about the great amenities they have for truckers, travelers, and RVers. And be sure to join up with the My Rewards Plus app. Start saving money, get great offers on things. And also, don't forget to use their locations function at pilotflyingj.com to find the closest travel center nearest you. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and they're building some new ones.
That's true. Exactly.
And they're redesigning some of the old ones.
They are. They're investing a lot of capital, Captain, into the Pilot and Flying J travel centers to make them even better. They listen to truckers. They listen to travelers. And they're making great new changes. And so you want to pull on in and see.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. We look forward to talking to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody. The Professor of Politics puts up the Professor of Politics, and you catch him here to start the show out every night that we're on the air. Now, that being said, right now, we have got, let's see here. We have got from FoundersCode.com, we've got the founder of FoundersCode.com. How's that? Denise Simon.
Hi.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. And I will tell you that the latest coming from the earthquake zone is really bad, really bad. Now we're up to 21,000.
I know. I keep getting the updates, and it's hard to look at that number.
It's hard to look at the damage.
It's awful.
Because the damage tells you all you want to know. I mean, there's whole towns that are just flat on the ground.
Yes.
Flat on the ground. And it's mostly in Turkey.
Yes.
18,000, they say now, gone in Turkey, and more coming probably because they keep finding them. And in the last hour, actually the first hour of the show this morning, which would have been daylight over there for them, they found 1,000 more victims.
I can't imagine trying to be somebody that's part of search and rescue or search and recover. It has to be awful.
Well, at some point...
It takes a special person to do that.
I know, and at some point you have to give up and say, okay, now it's recovery. There's not going to be any rescue. At some point they have to do that. Okay.
And, you know, they may be finding people for months and months,
sure.
You know, when they start clearing all the debris.
Sure. Because they'll start doing it en masse here pretty quick. We heard a little more about the Chinese spy balloon, that apparently this did have a bunch of antennas on there, and it was gathering data, information, not weather data, that's not what these were, but it was gathering like communications, electronical chatter on the radios and whatnot, which is why it was flying over the missile silos and our missile installations up there, our bases and whatnot, to gather that information. And the Chinese may try to deny it and say, you're nuts, you're crazy, or what's that and the other, but the proof is in the pudding. They actually had the pieces and the parts, plus the solar panels.
Well, they don't have nearly the parts that they want to get. They say it's
nope.
On the seafloor, which is kind of remarkable to me because it's only in 47 or 50 feet of water.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the issue is here for recovery.
All right. Hold that thought.
We can do it on the other side.
Hold that thought. We got the music coming up here. It's going to cut you off right there. And I'll be right back, folks, for more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, coming up.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.